Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Eight buckets coming up 20 minutes from now. NFL win totals the coming season. Johnny Venezia in hour number three from Bet Karma, giving us bets for the College Baseball Super Regionals. Can't wait for that. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, including side total and props for Game 3 of the NBA Finals with the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Our pal Tyler Morales will host an edition of Whatever You Prefer coming up momentarily. But Ken, you have acquired the definition of a word that is, I guess it's like the Sesame Street, like the word of the day. The word of the day is Riz. I don't know if you're, I know nothing about like the origin of the word, or I have not looked it up. Can you say this on the air, whatever it is?
Oh yeah. I had somebody message me saying, hey, oh, by the way, like heard the opening segment of the show just now. You know, Riz is just short for charisma. That's all it is.
Oh, really? That's lame.
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
It really sucks.
Yeah. But it actually makes a ton of sense.
But like, okay. Here's why it's stupid. Like, I have tons of charisma. Like, you can love me or hate me. Like, I am charismatic. Like, it's a fact. I have charisma. But charisma does not necessarily mean that, like, I'm just going to, like have success with women just because I've always been charismatic. But I haven't always had success with women, though. So I think there has to be a difference.
Well, I think it's like a derivative. It's like charisma, but it's like an offshoot of charisma. Like, charisma in a very specific way.
Okay.
Riz. You got the Riz.
Yeah. So Riz and charisma. So it's not the same thing. Riz is like an offshoot of charisma.
Well, I didn't like look this up on Wikipedia. This is just like somebody sent me this. Like, hey, just, oh, by the way, like, yeah, Riz is short for charisma. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I doubt Riz just organically sprung up on its own. It had to stem from some word that exists already. That makes way more sense.
I think it's much less cool now.
I told you in the chat, we're interviewing Matt, and I go, I'm devastated to report I've learned what Riz stands for, or what Riz is an abbreviation of. And yeah, charisma. That's not good.
No, it's not. Okay.
I feel sad even having to report this. It like makes me sad.
It's really, maybe it's not like, true. It's really lame if that's what it is. Charisma.
But it's lame, but it's also like believable lame. That's the worst part.
But I think like that's probably like the genesis of it. But now it definitely means something completely different. Like, it doesn't mean charisma.
Like, it's in the same like neighborhood trait wise, but it's not the same.
Love it. All right. Our pal Tyler Morales is here. Let's find out how much Riz Tyler has, aka charisma, as he hosts this edition, Jake, of Whatever You Prefer.
You can choose this. Or you can choose that. It's time for Whatever You Prefer.
Okay, our pal Tyler Morales is with us. Tyler will join us later in the show also for golf bets. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys.
Tyler, What would you describe your Riz level as?
I think it's grown over the years. I think my Rizness, I'm in my peak Rizness right now. So like, I think that I'm going vacation this weekend. I think we're gonna put the Riz to the test. I think we're gonna have to. So it's for a bachelor party. So you know, might have some situations. Might have to turn on the Riz switch, and we're gonna see what happens. But I think it's pretty good.
Like, do you require, and like, I have it points, so this is not like a leading question. Do you require alcohol, liquor, etc.? Like, does that amplify your Riz? Like, do you need like liquid courage? I definitely did at points. Again, this is not like meant to be like, if the answer is yes, it's bad. Like, a lot of people feel that way. Like, do you have sober Riz, or do you have to have like drinking Riz?
No, back in my heyday, maybe like 6 years, 7 years ago, definitely got to consume some type of drinks. But now I think I can just do it on the fly now. I think I'm becoming a Riz God slowly but surely. But I think I got it.
Love the confidence.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe he does have a lot of Riz. It's a very confident answer.
I felt like when I was in my Riz period, I didn't really need drinks to have Riz. I just had Riz all the time. Now I would definitely need some drinks to regain my Riz.
Chug a bottle of Tito's or something before you really get up. then you would think you have Riz, and then from the outside, everyone looking at you, you would just be like a sloppy mess. But in your head would be like, got it, I'm back.
Tyler, 1 to 10. 10 being Pete Davidson, 1 being Bryson DeChambeau. How much Riz do you have?
Talking's really never been like really a problem for me when it comes to talking to people. So I'm going to say like, let's go 7 to 8 around there. I think it's pretty good. I think I can talk to nearly anybody.
Jake, what is your Riz from 1 to 10?
Oh, man. Tops on my peak, 8 or 7. Generally, 4.
I was going to say, just by this answer, the number's dropping as the number of adds up, basically.
I would like that to be like someone, and the next person I ask about the air quality, that's what I want the answer to be. Well, it's 190, 160, 80. Okay, awesome.
At its best,
that'd be great.
At its best, 8, but probably more like a 4. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ken, at your height, your Riz height, what was your highest Riz from 1 to 10?
Realistically, probably maybe I had a year where I was a 7. I was like going to the gym a lot and stuff. Maybe like a 7, something like that. Some late, little later in life. So like spoiler alert, when you're in your late 20s, less Riz is required. Like as the 20s tick by. And when you're 29, I think you need less Riz than when you're like 23. Betting market. Who are you competing against?
Yes.
Like 23, you're competing against the totality of everyone who has Riz, and you must also have Riz. 29, some of those people are out of the market. They're gone. Less Riz required.
And it's not just that. Like, when you're that age, like, it's acceptable for people, like, to not have good careers or, like, make money or whatever. Because, like, everyone's young. Maybe you're out of school. Maybe you're still in school. But as you get older, that stuff. So let's say you have no Riz, but you have a really good job. That can kind of counteract the lack of Riz.
Absolutely. It actually it gives you like a kind of artificial Riz. Like it gives you like something, it's like a little different. But
it's called money.
It's like, but it's not just that. It's like stability. Like stability somehow becomes Riz.
Security.
Like
security.
To other people. Right. They like look at you and they're just like, oh. Whereas like 8 years before that, they'd be like, oh. You know, like it would be a little different.
Yeah, listen. Riz comes in all, whatever. Tyler, let's play whatever you prefer. What do you have for us?
So I asked this question to Jeremy and Ken yesterday. But this is a question I was hoping you're on for. Worst feeling as a game show contestant, losing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on the $100 question or having negative money on the at the end of Jeopardy, like our graphic says?
Okay, so Ken told me that this question was asked earlier, and I told Ken immediately. The answer has to be getting the $100 question wrong on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. There can be like no greater game show embarrassment than that, because like in Jeopardy, sure, like it's embarrassing to get to the end of the game and like you're in negative money. Also, like you've played for an entire 30 minutes and you get a prize at the end. Like you win like $550 after your tax, right? Whatever. Like you win something for being on Jeopardy and getting to the end of the game. Also, like the questions are at least somewhat difficult. Like the $100 question on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is like, what color is grass? A red, B brown, C blue, D green. Like, and you get that wrong. City. Like, you're a certified idiot.
Maybe you have Riz, but you're also a complete moron.
you know what's in your brain? Yeah. Like goop. Oatmeal.
Right. Grass.
Oatmeal is in your brain.
Actual grass. Yeah.
And I remember watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like in its heyday, when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was like must see TV when it first came out. And Regis Philbin,
it was on three times a week. It used to be on three times a week for 2 hours.
I'm getting anxiety thinking about the music right now. Dun, 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 dun. And the late, great Regis Philbin was the host. And it was like a young man was the contestant. And he went to Regis High School, which for people that don't know, is a famous high school in New York City, like a really prestigious, like all boys Catholic high school. Regis Philbin was named after this school. And this young man went to Regis and he was like with Regis Philbin. And it was like a big moment for him. He got the $100 question wrong. I remember thinking like, you might have to like take a long walk off a short pier. That might have to be your fate in life now.
It's not going to get a whole lot worse. Nowhere to go but up from the $100. Do you remember anything about the question? Anything at all?
I don't. But I guarantee, can someone on our crew look this up? Like, who got the $100 question wrong? And like Google like Regis High School and like this kid. Well, he was in a suit. I remember it.
And also, in addition, I wonder if somebody aggregated all the times the $100 question has been gotten wrong. Like, I wonder if that's like an article that someone did at the time. Because everyone was covering this.
Yeah. Can I give a more specific answer? Like, if you get the $100 question wrong on like the Meredith Vieira, like on at like 1:30 in the afternoon edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah, not as bad. Like on the Regis episodes, I mean, you can't show your face for a while. Yes, you can. Yeah. It was a cultural event.
That was before American Idol, right? So it was kind of like...
Definitely.
That was like the show. It was on like Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, I think, for 2 hours. And I would just... It felt like it was on every night. And if it wasn't, you were sad because you wanted it to be on every night. It was just like a bizarre phenomenon because it's... Like, it's a creative show, obviously. The Lifelines are creative. Regis is great as the host. So it's, like, got a lot of things going for it. The way the contestants get on stage is creative. But it's, like, still just a game show. But, man, like... The music, the set. This is where, like, being good at production, you can, like, take something and make it more than it's supposed to be. Like, these were good ideas, but this is, like, you'd set your VCR, but you would, like, I watched, like, all 6 hours every week for whatever that first summer was that it was huge.
Do you know who has the most Riz? The first guy that ever won $1 million. Do you remember when he... Is that who it is? I have no idea. Oh, nice. He directed The Thing?
I always used to make that joke because like John Carpenter directs like horror movies. That's also the name of somebody that does that. Yeah. But I've seen that. I remember I saw that clip like a ton when it first happened. And I don't know why I know his name, but that's definitely his name.
It didn't like when he won, didn't like he used the lifeline?
Yes.
Like the phone of friends? Like to call a friend and be like, I'm about to win $1 million. I don't even need your help.
Yeah, he called his parents too. He's like, I want to call my dad. And so the question,
what
I believe
a legend.
It was like, which... So So I think he had been the first, he might've not been the first one to get to the $1 million question, but I think he was, because it was pretty early. Like it did not take long for someone to win $1 million. It took
the producers were probably like, oh man, this game might suck actually.
Right. It's like, all right, here's your question for $1 million. I think it's something like which president like was once a guest star on the show Laugh-In or something like that. And it was like four, it was like, you know, like Carter, Ford, Nixon, and somebody else. And I think Nixon was the answer. And he goes, you know, this is Riz. This is the definition of Riz, where he's like, you know, Regis, I think I'd like to use one of my lifelines. I'd like to phone a friend. And Regis is like, oh, who would you like to call? And he goes, I'd like to call, I think it's like my dad or my parents, whatever he says. I could call my dad. And Regis is like, okay, like our friends at AT&T will help get John's dad
That's
on the phone.
Right.
And like, phone rings like in the studio, which was always really cool. And the guy would pick up the phone and be like, hello, you know, say his name's also John. Oh, John, Regis Philbin calling from New York City. How are you? Like, good. And he'd be like, I'm here with John. He's going for $1 million. The next voice you hear will be John's. John, you have 60 seconds. They start right now or whatever. And he would read, and he literally gets to him. So up to that point, everything's on the level. And then the definition of Riz is he just goes, Dad, I just want to tell you I'm about to win the $1 million. I'll talk to you later. Like, and gets off the phone like super fast.
What
and
a goes, legend!
And goes, the answer is Richard Nixon. That's my final answer.
What a legend! Just,
like, it happens in 3 seconds. And Regis is like, and it's, I mean, Regis, how many years Regis has been doing television at that point? Even Regis like knows that this is a huge moment. So he even tries to be like, okay, and that's your fight. Like, he tries to, like, every word becomes like molasses at this point, because he's not trying to be like, and you win a million and it's over. Like, he's trying to draw it out, but the whole thing is just incredibly funny. Big time Riz by John Carpenter. Big time Riz.
So it's not even like, it's not even a question. It's getting like, that might be, I think that might be like the worst fate to befall anybody, like, in life.
The $100 question
on the Regis.
Think about how you
have
to get on stage
version.
Too. You have to do the multiple choice faster than the other 9 people just to get the chance to do it and to even be one of the 10.
I forgot about that.
I used to suck at that. I used to be so bad. I would never have gotten on the stage if I could have gotten to be one of the 10. I was really bad at the multiple choice ones.
Like, I like how, like, I'm sure after that first, like, the first guy that won $1 million, like, the producer was probably like, okay, like, the $100 question in the next game is going to be like, who's right. sang the national anthem for game 4 of the 1936 World Series?
They, like, it's like, and they're all years, and there's like, actually, there wasn't a game. It was canceled. Be like, so what? And they're like, you just lose. Get out.
or we're poor, because we can't keep giving $1 million away. Speaking, yeah. by the way, of baseball games not happening, this is a delicious segue, unintended. The Yankees-White Sox game has officially been postponed tonight.
Well, you know it was a bad sign when they postponed the Liberty game, which is, you know, indoors. Like, are you going to play a baseball game outside? Like, come on.
It's like, so why is the game postponed? Rain? Nah.
What would it say in parentheses? Air? Game postponed air? Like, imagine you're writing that on the bottom line on ESPN. Game postponed air? Please be air.
Can Canada get its act together? These morons. Your maple syrup. Put your fires out, you jerks. 8 Buckets coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.